USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that the U.S. is going in the wrong direction as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, particularly among the unvaccinated. On CNN Sunday, Fauci spoke about the collaboration with the Wuhan lab.
And we are always willing to re-examine the criteria that are used when you do research wherever you do them. But I think doing research in the context of where these things happen is very important. And SARS-CoV-1 originated in China.
When Special Counsel John Durham finishes his investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, his report will likely be made public, a Department of Justice official suggested in a newly released letter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Former President Trump on Saturday hailed the Arizona State Senate for its ongoing audit of the 2020 election in Maricopa County during a rally in Phoenix while taking shots at Republican Governor Doug Ducey.
With your help, we will stand up for democracy and for justice. We will fight for truth, transparency, and accountability. And we will not stop until we have restored our American birthright of honest, free, and fair elections.
Anti-lockdown and anti-vaccine passport protests erupted across Europe on Saturday, according to media photos and videos. Thousands upon thousands of demonstrators were seen in London, Dublin, Paris, Rome, Athens, and other cities across Europe, according to footage and news reports. The demonstrations in France appear to be the tensest, with riot police in central Paris. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The former ICE director says our border policy is allowing gang members to easily cross into the United States. More from USA's Dan Naraki.
A known gang member previously convicted of attempting to smuggle migrants into the United States was arrested on the southern border this week as border agents continue to deal with increased illegal border crossings. Tom Holman says that along with the increase of people comes an increase of criminals and gang members. The former acting ICE director tells Fox News that some gang members blend in with family units to ensure that they get released into the country.
And they know that 40%, 4 out of 10 border traces are no longer in line because they're dealing with humanitarian crisis. So they're taking a risk and making entry. So if they caught that many, how many didn't they catch? How many of that 300,000, you know, where criminals got away? And look, and criminals and gang members also embed themselves into this as a child, as a part of a family unit, because when we did Operation Matador, when I was life director, we did Operation Matador in New York City and Long Island. We arrested 475 gang members, mostly MS-13. And guess what? 42% of them, 42%, enter this country as an unaccompanied alien child or family group. So it's just not who we're aware of. It's just not who gets away. It's about these family groups, UACs. They're not what they always, what people always think they are. Many of them are gang members and criminals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.